This whole procedure, we have a long relationship with the Social Security Administration, but it became much more formalized about 3 years ago. And in mid-2012, a POMS came out that changed the travel procedures that were allowed. And in fact, they were any trust that had this travel procedure in it, and it came from a very well-known treatise, and it had been around for 10 years, 12 years, and nobody had said a word about it, and all of a sudden these trusts were now. So this was brought to the attention of the then commissioner, and he started setting up the meetings, and the first one was held in January of 2013. One of the major complaints, of course, was that different district offices, different regions, different in sense, maybe different parts of the country, they were treating the trust differently, and we complained very much about the inconsistency. Now we have a very consistent review program, but maybe we're seeing a lot of trusts that were approved before now being not approved. So we're kind of wondering, what did we create? Maybe when we get past this first round of reviews, the first couple of years of this program, maybe things will kind of calm down and we'll see some more consistency. But it is a work in progress for both the administration and for us advocates. So let's just sort of talk, let me just mention a minute. Social Security Administration has 60,000 employees, and to try to get everybody headed in the same direction and understand how the process works, and to understand the very specialized knowledge that attorneys have when it comes to creating trusts and administering trusts, it's very difficult.